Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. An early U.S. Army Corps of Engineers report concluded that it was impossible to make the Rogue River navigable for steamers. In early December 1878, a young Corps engineer, Philip Eastwick, arrived in southern Oregon to make a hasty examination of the Rogue to assess its potential. He couldn't find a suitable boat, so he delayed his mission for 10 days while he built one. The boat lasted about a day. While lowering it over some rapids below Rock Point, the strong current swept it away and smashed it on a rock. Eastwick carried on, studying the river on foot for 45 miles to the mouth of the Illinois River. He obtained a small boat there that took him to Ellensburg, now called Gold Beach. His report provides a detailed description of the Rogue. He tells of frothing rapids and waterfalls, water churned with great velocity through narrow channels, massive rocks obstructing waterways, and numerous gravel bars. Along the shores, he found crude miners' cabins and occasionally a primitive farm. Eastwick concluded that the ruggedness and forbidding character of the Rogue made any further expenditure for improvement unwarranted. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempster, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.